The Gemara on the top of Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph asks a kasha that just like you bring the Bikur Misafik, why can't you do Kriya Misafik? Why do you have to not Bikur? Bikur, and if it's not Bikur, it's not Bikur. But what's wrong with reading it? It's Psukin in, which is Psukim, and you should be able to Bikur it. And the Gemara answers, Amalei, Yishum the Mechzik Hashukha, because it looks like you're lying, you're saying Sheker, and therefore it's a problem. The Rashbam explains, the Mechzik Hashukha, Shebishul Avas Bikurim Kakari, you're being Kari because you're claiming it's Bikurim. Mishem Allah Bakaka Shal Gadol, maybe it did not go on your Kaka, Bikurim Shaker, you're lying. The Chsiv, and it says, Devashkram, Leichon Negan Einai, and therefore you're not allowed to say this, Ava Kishakar Batar, the Mechzik Hashukha. So the Rashbam says that the Shaker is that you're claiming that it's Bikurim, and maybe it's not really Bikurim. But the interesting thing is, the pasuk that the Rashbam brings is the pasuk in Tehillim of David Shkram Leichon Lenegan Einai. The question is, why does he bring that pasuk? Why not bring the Iker Lav of Iker Isser of Shaka, which is Midvash Shaketerech? That's the pasuk which is usually quoted. Why does he quote this pasuk of David Shkram instead of the Iker pasuk of Midvash Shaketerech? And I was thinking maybe you can answer this. I'll be something the says in the Derech Emuna from Chaim Kanievsky and Bikurim Pekdal Alachadalin on this Indian. So Rabbi Chaim over there asks Akasha on the Solanin of Mechzik Hashukra that he says that the Shita of the Arayim is that Midvash Shaker Teichak only applies in a situation where because of your Shaker you're being Mazik someone, you're causing damage to another person, whether it's in Yanim Amunis, other Yanim. If somebody is Nizak for your Shaker, then there's an Issa Midvash Shaker Teichak. But if there's a Nazik which is caused through your Shaker, then there is no Issa Daraisa Midvash Shaker Teichak. Might be awesome in the Rabbanim, but the Issa Daraisa Midvash Shaker Teichak will not apply if you're not being mazik anyone. So he asks, why, what, there's lacharim, no nezik to anyone over here through your shaker, just between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why b'chla would that be also? And he wants to say that anechinami, alt midvash shaker terechak would be mutter. But he says there's a new iser that when you're speaking in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're medav lefin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzarech ledaber b'eim of a yir b'loylam lefan of shkarim, who b'chla of sasham lekech atira. He says it's a new din, that part of sasham lekech atira is, and when you're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to make sure that everything you're saying is 100% emes. Even something that even looks like a shaker, you shouldn't say, because it's a zilzul b'mar shemaim. So Reb Chaim is saying, this is not the iser midvash shaker teichak. That won't necessarily apply over here, l'fi d'irayim, because there's no hezek being brought up upon somebody else. It's a new iser of lying in front of a kadosh baruch hu, because it's a sham l'kach atira. So it could be, that could be pshan l'rashbam, the Rashbam held out to midvash shaker teichak, there would not necessarily be an iser d'irayis over here, because there is no nezek. So what is this? Or it's a new iser. He's saying a little bit differently than Harab Chaim is saying that is this issue of Daivash Karm Le'ichel Le'neged Einai. When you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to make sure not to have any Sheker at all. Not just the Sheker which is Vala Brias, like Midvash Sheker Tichak, but in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there can't be any Sheker at all in your Tefillah. And that's why the Rashbam is medactic to bring this Pasuk of Daivash Karm and not the Pasuk of Midvash Sheker Tichak.